Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Today, festivals in Africa.
I'm not saying they will put a whole goat on the tube. Just a piece.
Just a piece.
Like somebody, not a basket. Somebody's drinking a local brew. He'll pour and say, "My friend, I don't want you to feel annoyed."
So it's called Homowa Festival. Now, after the ban is placed, they grow millet and maize during this period when there's silence in the city and all that. Then they harvest the maize and then they go on a sort of parade through the streets.
The word festival or fiesta, according to Wikipedia, are historically interchangeable. But in Philippines and many other former Spanish colonies, for example, the Spanish word fiesta is used to denote a communal religious feast to honor a saint. But there are so many festivals that take place in Africa, such as the Thai Pusamkavadi Festival in South Africa, the Hamuwu Festival in Ghana, the Zanzibar Film Festival in Tanzania, etc. And they also range from musical, films, cultural, to religious. And today in Let's Talk, we will explore festival, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Well, first, welcome to the show, Oren ICC, Tangi Shaka, John Tanza, and Kwame Ofori. Festivals in Africa is tonight's topic right here on Let's Talk. Let's first visit Mali and see what kind of festivals they have. I spoke to my colleague, Mariam Traore.
I realize now every ethnic have their own festival.
Okay.
Like when you take example for Fulani, you know, they have a 3 days or sometimes a week festival.
Wow. 3 days or a whole week?
A whole week.
Okay.
So whatever is concerned about Fulani ethnic,
right.
It can be concerned about the food, hairstyles, tattoo, it can be clothing and shoes and all of that. They just going to come in and to expose and to explain also to people, you know, what is Fulani and what language do they speak in. And
their tradition and culture.
Everything, exactly. So when you go to the north side, especially, is a different diversity, different ethnic. So down there, I can say it's kind of a little mix.
Okay.
So they might take a 1 day, especially for Tuareg people. The next day might be for Sangoi people. The following day might be Arabs or more, or you know what I'm saying?
Okay. And let's, for example, where are you specifically from? I'm from East Africa. From you, what area are you from in Mali?
I'm from the third region, which is the Sikasso. And then for our festival, first of all, it's coming with the food because, you know.
Food, of course.
Exactly.
People love food, you know.
Food is everything. Exactly. For the agriculture, you know.
You guys are,
that
are
region
farmers.
Is, exactly. Okay. Is the number one.
Oh, okay.
So when we started, the biggest thing people can, you know, like or enjoy or maybe always appreciate it is the food.
Yeah. Okay.
Any kind of fresh food and cooked food and different, you know, tastes and flavor, they present all of that.
Okay.
And also, it's coming with a different, because we have a Sinofude, we have a Miyanka down there, we have even Bobo. All those is a different ethnic, coming with a different clothes, different language, different everything, food and...
Wow.
So, to me, it's amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing
it's
experience,
amazing.
That's for
Mali's.
Sure. And tell me about this thing also. When you have and visit or go to these big festivals, for example, you mentioned this one is a whole week. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It's a whole week.
What would these people be doing for the whole week?
Where everything. Sales, because, you know, people come with a little small business. You know, they come in with the jewelry, necklaces, and all of that, you know, to sell it.
There's another business opportunity over there.
Exactly.
Well.
Okay. And people, some other people come in with a different, you know, little story to tell about the area.
Okay.
And also, like a festival, everybody know it does not, it's not going to start to be ending without music.
Music, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
So
music
for the music, all kind of music you can imagine from the country.
Right.
You know, west, east, north, central, in the country, everything be there.
Right.
You know, to prove the talent, to show to different people, different, you know, coming from different areas,
right,
what we have as a culture.
Right.
So.
And when you have this Mali music.
Oh, my Mali goodness. Music is
tell
only,
me about this. What is Mali music going to be like?
Mali music, we have a most traditional music coming from the griot.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take the griot size, it's a Kouyaté, Djabaté, has a last name. They, ethnic doesn't know nothing about singing.
Wow.
That's
the instrument coming up.
Exactly.
Wow.
So they sing, they might like, take example, mm-hmm. if they know your family,
yes.
back, you know, in the story to come in today day,
mm-hmm.
they will start from your background.
Okay.
Down, to, you know, great parents, then coming down always to you.
Right.
Whatever good thing they had been done in the country, in the story of the country, they uh-huh. start telling behind you.
Oh.
So what is going to be your job uh-huh. is to give them the money.
Oh, really?
It's like
gotta tip somebody. tip, right?
Exactly.
Because the music is good, the food is good, so hey, why not tip?
Exactly. And other than that, we have a young generation now. Like any other places in any other continent, they have a little, you know, hip-hop music, R&B, you know. So
and rap and all that.
Exactly.
So that also exists.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Mariam. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing festivals in Africa. Back to you guys in studio. Tell us, Kwame, how do you guys celebrate festivals in Ghana?
Well, numerous ways. I mean, if you have a country full of diverse culture, and then with different tribal and ethnic groups, obviously there'll be so many festivals. But the one I can think of is this festival celebrated by the Ghan people. I've forgotten the name, but it's quite interesting. It takes like months to prepare. Now, at the beginning of the festival, there's a ban placed on noise making for like a month. Then this is believed to help the gods, like bless
to chase the
land,
spirits away,
you know, and all that. Then
spirits. Yes, to chase the spirits away.
Yes, okay. Yes, I just remember the name of the festival. It's called Homowo Festival. Mm-hmm. Now, after the ban is placed, there's this they grow millet and maize during this period when there's silence in the city and all that. Then after the ban, then they harvest the maize and then they go on a sort of parade through the streets, the principal streets of the city, and then they sprinkle the mashed maize or millet mixed with certain spices. They sprinkle it around in the name of "we are feeding the gods." So they end up at one of their enclaves and then they pray and then that's it. Merrymaking, fun, drinking, partying. And then there's this other special day set aside for twins. So twins would dress in white. They would parade the streets, like merrymaking. That day is just for twins. That's the other exceptional day for it. But every other day in the week is merrymaking and fun, exchanging food. They actually encourage people to like go to your neighbor's house and present your neighbor with food. So if you don't belong to that tribe, that week you are fed. Yeah, so... that's it. That's a homo festival.
And also you drink the local brew until morning.
Yes. It's called Pito. It's made from maize. It tastes so good. So good.
Did you try this, John? How do you...
Well, I don't know. I mean, Africa is Africa, man.
Yes.
I mean, in my country, we do the same. You take the local brew and you dance until morning.
That's it.
Sleep the whole day.
So, Kwame, this, when you mentioned the...
Homo festival?
No, yeah. When they say the city abide by the silence, does that mean that the city, actually there's a rules of not honking or what is that happening?
They'll tell you, because it's a city, you know, the Ghana people dominate the capital of Ghana. Now, they'll tell you minimal noise. So if you can avoid the noise, don't make it. Honking of cars and all that, you can't avoid it. But churches, these kind of bans on noise, it affects churches. It affects merrymaking and all that. Like if you have a funeral or a party or something, you can't.
What about her wife beating? Because if she starts yelling, you slap her and she starts yelling.
Yeah, she has to keep quiet because they really take it very personal. Like,
so you mean the churches, the mosques, they all don't do their normal rituals?
When you go to a church during this period of no noise making, they don't use their drums. Mm. They don't use their drums. They use their acoustic, and then they use their bass guitars, and then hand clapping, and even it's quite on the quiet.
I will be very offended. I will be like,
you can't do anything about it. I mean, you live in their land. On their land, so you have to obey their rules. After just for a month, 12 months in a year, 1 month, live at peace with the owners of the land, and then
the Gan tribe,
yeah.
The continent of Africa is rich in culture, and some of these festivals celebrate the culture and beliefs of certain tribes in Africa. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, here in Washington Studio, with my colleagues Oren Aisisi Tangishaka, John Tanza, and Kwame Ofori. Right now, we're discussing festivals in Africa. To learn more about what these festivals involve, let's go to Kenya and find out how they celebrate. And I spoke to Jonah Kimani, a student from Moi University.
When in such social gathering, such celebrations you carry along, if you have a girlfriend, if you have people that you treasure so much, you go along with them. Some of these festivities, when you are coming together, you meet new people, some of them you are interested. You end up hooking. You get to know each other, you start hanging around with them, you get to know them, maybe you can get a girlfriend from the people that have come, just that is in case you have found some single ladies or a single guy and you are already, you hang out, you talk.
What about other festivals like food festivals or music festivals? Do you have those taking you down to the streets and having good times?
Yeah, we have a lot of music. In Kenya, there are so many. Music festival is one of the adult festivities that people participate in. We go, mostly students in colleges and universities and even high school. They organize, teachers and some organizations of these institutions organize some drama festivals, music festivals, whereby we go to show our talents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have singing, that is the traditional dances, the major traditional dances, maybe from the various communities within the country. Okay. We have performances such as by the Maasai, the people that outside countries mostly want to come and see, like the Agiriama dances and the Maasai dances. Mm-hmm. Those are the major festivities that we have when we come to visit. And these are organized in various institutions and even in churches, religious groups also have such gatherings. So this is mostly done in the institutions and in the religious houses. Yeah.
And how are these, how special are these Giriama dances and Maasai dances?
No, The Giriama dance is about, they wear a lot of the attire.
Uh-huh.
They have their attire. It almost resembles those of the Maasai. They have some bracelets they put on their legs and on their hands, on their necks. Uh-huh. And they wear some skin, you know, some skin and some pieces of clothes around their body. They wear some peacock feathers on the head, and or hen feathers, chicken feathers on the head.
Mm.
And then as they dance, they stamp their feet against the floor.
Okay.
It is a good dance. It is. They also carry along some pieces. Okay, just like the Maasai, they'll be holding some, maybe a shield or maybe a sword. It is almost resembles that of the Maasai. And again, the language they use, they jump, you know, they perform. Yeah, closely related to what the Maasai do. They also jump.
Like a Maasai warrior.
Yeah, they also jump like the Maasai warriors.
Thank you, Jana. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing festivals in Africa. Okay, perfect. Now, if I ask you, Joan Tanza, what's your experience? Because we're not talking only about the religious festivals or the deity or foods. There's so many things out there. Like, I'm from Tanzania. We used to have beach parties. These things are great.
Yes, you drink coconut local brew. You drink, it's called Munazi.
Wow. Tanza knows all the brews.
He knows all the brews, man.
I'm sure he's been to a brewing festival.
I'm not on any of them right now. But what happens is that we have several festivals in a traditional South Sudanese setup.
Yeah.
It depends from which community you belong to, but every community have their own traditional festivals around marriage, initiation.
Yes.
If you like it religious, when a child is baptized, there's a celebration.
Circumcision.
Mm-hmm. And it's done in a way, I can remember the ones around harvest, because I come from a farming community. So what happens is your first harvest, everybody brings their first harvest to, let's say, one house. You gather there, people cook, eat, dance, drink. And that marks the beginning of the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
It's a ceremonial way of, like, you give your harvest, you are thanking God for giving you the rain, the good harvest. Traditionally, they would take some of the food and just place it around the tombs of those who died.
Yeah.
Okay?
I've seen that one as well.
But now with Christianity, they take it to the altar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They take it to the church and put it on the altar. And then the pastor gives the food to the poor.
Okay. Those who don't. The same when they take the food to the tombs, they expect the poor to come again?
Well, they don't. I'm not saying they will put a whole goat on the tomb. Just a piece.
Just a piece. Like
somebody, not a basket. Somebody is drinking a local brew. He'll pour and say, "My friend, I don't want you to think to feel annoyed."
Yeah.
Pouring a libation.
Yes,
something
sort of,
like that.
Yeah. So that's what people do, and then it also gets transformed. Like now, these days, birthday parties. These are, you know, festivals.
Mm.
You know, some people are, you know, some of us are born in the forest.
Right.
You don't remember the day, but, you know, some kind of. And then among the pastoralists, there's a competition for milk drinking.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, they take people, they go to a cattle camp, and you drink milk for 1 month. They want to see who is the fattest among those guys.
And more cholesterol.
Yes.
And more cholesterol.
Yeah, so, you know, you just sit there and drink milk for 1 month.
Wow.
And then you come out, and then they will see who is the guy who has put on more weight. And then when you appear in public, you appear in birthday suit, you know.
Because sometimes, like, you know, in some beliefs in Africa, the bigger you get,
the bigger you are, the healthier you are.
You have to appear in birthday suit because they want to see how your body is built in a birthday suit.
Wow.
Yes.
Is that women and men come?
No, it's only men. Women
only
don't
men.
Take part in it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a new one for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never heard about it.
Yeah,
I would see that happening in so many, I mean, cultures in Africa. We do know that until today. You lose weight, everybody's like, what happened to you?
Are you sick? Are you depressed? I mean, yeah.
They will say you're sick.
They'll say you're sick. Come home.
Come home and eat.
Yes. Put on some pounds.
You need to come home and eat. I know, that's for sure. But apart from all these festivities, what do that make Africa unique? What is the thing that these festivities make Africa unique?
The sense of collective.
A lot of festivities.
The sense of collective responsibility.
Yeah.
Where what belongs to you belongs to everybody during these festivals, and that's the uniqueness, because we are known to be our brothers and sisters keepers. And so these festivals actually reinforce and does that kind of spirit.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to say selfish.
Individualistic.
Individualistic. It's a total opposite to the individualistic mentality. It's a more collective. The community raise the child. The community, look out for one another. It's more in that spirit, in that mentality, that people come together. You know, and I think that's basically what it is.
Kwame Ofori, you spoke about this festival, the Panafest, and mostly they say this is African dance, music, and also other performing artists. Like, what would you say you enjoy most about the Panafest? Is this like maybe for now, would this be the common thing that happens all over Africa apart from just Ghana?
Well, you know, Africa is a unique continent. There's no place like Africa. We like to enjoy music. When we celebrate these festivals, it's always a blend of music, dance, food, and then communal living. Every single time. Even festivals aside, let's even take normal weddings, funerals, naming ceremonies. You know, all these things. We love to, come together as a people always and be as one. So Pan-Africanism and these kind of things happening in the rest of Africa, trust me, it's not going anywhere for now. It's going to remain.
It's going to get better.
Going to get better and then make us as unique as we are, that African continent, you know?
Tune to Let's Talk, a program of Voice of America's Africa service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. Back in a moment. Put your flags up in the
sky. Hi, this is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. Visit voafootball.com for live updates on the World Cup in Brazil. The site is optimized for your mobile phone or tablet and will bring you the latest scores, stats, photos, and videos. And everything can be shared with your friends from your mobile device to Facebook and Twitter. World Cup nonstop at voafootball.com.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. And back in studio.
And what do you think, John Tanza? Because this is a unique perspective of what Africa is doing. But also, you see these festivities, I would say, in South America. And Brazil for...
So the Samba. World Cup the Samba,
this
yes.
Year, yeah. They say those are the guys who really bring the party down.
Yes. You know, what is very important is that every society, every culture is unique in itself. And the African culture is unique and rich. It's not going to die. You know, the social media, the hip-hop and everything is not going to kill the traditional spirit of that African man who eats with his own hands. He does not use spoon. He licks his hands when the food is sweet.
That's when you enjoy the food
yes,
most.
Yes, that's when the food is sweet.
He'll tell you, where's your spoon? He'll tell you S-P-O-O-N. And since you guys can't see me, I'm spelling spoon with my fingers. S-P-O-O-N. That's the spoon of an African man, his hand.
Yes, it is called the natural fork and knife. You cut everything with it. But you see, when you come out from Africa, you go to the West, you miss those things. You become homesick. Why? Because that's part of you. No matter where, no matter how educated you are, no matter how exposed you are, the African in you remains. You know, the way you carry yourself, the way you approach people, the way you, look at issues. I'm not saying we have a different eye, but we have a different approach.
So to speak, our unique approach.
Yes. That is why we dance until morning.
Yes. And that is why the Panafest comes in, whereby people will dance, will do the arts, will do the performances, yeah, and the acrobats and all that. Did you see what was happening the other day in Africa when they said that this game of wrestling, it originated in Africa, didn't it?
Yes. It did. I mean, we have several communities in South Sudan. They're experts in wrestling. And it's done, you know, it's a communal festival where this group from a different suburb, every suburb, they come to one place. There's music going on, there's wrestling going on, and the winners are carried on the shoulder. You are carried until home. So when you are carried on the shoulder, you are the king of the suburb. Everybody, you know, admires you. They respect you until you wait for the next year.
Somebody else to show up.
If somebody beats you and throws you on the ground, then he becomes the king.
That's it.
And it's so colorful that you see young people flexing their muscles. It's not violent. People don't get hurt. But, you know, there are people, if you don't put a lot of muscles in your body, they throw you like a pepper.
That's right. Yes.
In a second, yes. They swing you up and throw you out, yep. And they bring another person. So it also calls for you to exercise and put some
and eat
muscle.
Properly.
Eat properly, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't eat the...
Eating is the milk the whole month, how?
Yeah. Yeah, drink milk for one full month.
Thank you, guys. And this is your turn, all our listeners out there. It is time to give us your input.
Religious celebrations. We have partying, whereby maybe you are celebrating our birthdays, or we have just called our friends to party, maybe to have some social gatherings. We interact with people maybe from various universities. Those are for the students. Personally, I'm a student from Moi University, and we organize for meetings. We celebrate. We call upon friends. We celebrate together. We go out on picnics and
thank you, listeners. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing festivals in Africa. It's time now for the unusual story of the week. A British couple, Stephen O'Kane and Katrina Donaldson, got married recently after being set up by a cow. I repeat, a cow. The name of the cow is Gorgeous the Prize, who was inherited by the groom from his mom. According to the Mirror UK, when his mom passed, he predicted that this cow would bring happiness to his son's life, and he wanted him to take the cow across the water to the shores. And after he fulfilled his mother's promise, he met blonde, beautiful Katrina, who was moved by the cow. And before she knew, she dated Stephen and finally got married. The rest is history. A cow can be a matchmaker. The world is full of surprises. And that's it for our show on festivals in Africa. A big thank you to our guests, Mariam Traore from Mali and Jonah Kimani from Kenya. And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues, Orin Isisi Tangishaka, Kwame Ofori, and John Tanza, right here in the studio. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can always call us here at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And leave us a voice message. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week, miniskirts. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.